All right, this is a rhythm review. We're in the key of E, like E minor pentatonic. You can play any notes in E minor pentatonic. Now, we're going to just review. Not everybody reads music, so instead of me calling it whole note or half note or quarter note or dotted eighth or any of that, I'm just going to tell you how many notes in the bar. So we're going to start with one, right? And so it's just three, four, you play. And just play any notes in the E minor pentatonic, play right along with me, just one note per bar. And get it right when the... Just see how precise you can be when it goes right on the click. Good, now two notes in a bar would be... A bit harder. I don't know if we should skip it, but it would be like that's a little harder to be precise on that. We'll come back to how to do that. Four is one, two, three, four. In E minor, stay in E minor. And next is six notes per bar. It'll be from there you have 24s, which would be double triplets, like you do it on pentatonics, 3 4. Thank you. have to pick it, you could do hammer-ons and pull-offs. Let me hear you do it.
So what is it again?
Two sets of triplets, like dagada 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 dagada. Yeah. The pentatonics don't really lend themselves that well to that because
three notes.
Yeah, three notes per string is better. That's why when I first started demonstrating, I was using Aeolian, but then I was like, I should go back to pentatonic. And then I was like, when I went to pentatonic, it messed me up, so I went to hammers and pull-offs. What about that? Do you always pick every note? Can you do hammers and pull-offs? But in that rhythm, dagada 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 da. That's not exactly, it would be... So let's get a riff that consists of six notes. Make up a six note riff. Oh, good, so you took... but we're in E minor, so... Well, that's an eight note riff because you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So, there you go. So that's how we're going to do it. 3, 4. So that gives you the feeling of 24s, and then 32s. So I will give. It is by doing three notes per string outside of the pentatonics a little. So I just want you to hear whether you're picking it or pulling off. You to try and be precise. So let's get an eight note riff. You had an eight note riff before. You were going yeah. So that would be so 3, 4. No, I'm still doing triplets. Yeah. And you'll know if you did it right because the first note will land right on the. I'd have to switch guitars to get up there at the 12th fret, but. That's a little late. I can't do it that fast. I can only go. Economy picking. I could do it once. Like. Yeah, so make sure that, yeah. If you do a nine note riff, like this is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and then 9, then the ninth note lands on the next click. 3, 4, like. Try and land right on the beat, like three, it'll sound like this, 3, 4. Mm-hmm. So earlier you were playing at 160. So how were you playing that? How were you playing? I clocked you at 160. Yeah, so let's do it like that. No, I mean, do any lick you want. You don't have to do mine. But I want to get you precise rhythmically. No, do any lick you want, but limit it to 9 notes. Yeah, so that, yes, you did 3 notes per string. That top note is going to land right on the click. And if you did it back. Good. So I want you to, here's the game we're going to do.